They just kept on following and staring. Ringing the bells of Christmas, living to tell the world about his love. Open your heart and let it fill you up. Ringing the bells of Christmas, sending the spirit out into the wind. It's just gonna Michelle Pillar, along with Larry Carlton, and Ringing the Bells of Christmas. We also heard Blue Christmas in that set, Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams, preceded by Kenny Rogers, I'll Be Home for Christmas, and we heard Butch Thompson at the piano and White Christmas. And that brings us to 10:31 on this Sunday morning. I'm Wendy. You're tuned to KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota, 95.1 FM and AM 1080. Stay tuned for Musician Talk.
Hello, I'm Pauline Jennings. Welcome to Musician Talk.
The most wonderful time of the year.
This is the season of music. I can't think of any season that is more tied to music, so today we're discussing that music. I was raised Christian and have celebrated Christmas my whole life, so those are the songs I know, and thus Christmas songs are the focus of my two-part special. This week will be the secular pop variety, and next week, Christmas Day, will be the sacred. We'll talk about the song's origin stories, any other tidbits I could find about the tunes, and compare some different versions. To do all this week, I asked Wendy Nordquist to join me, and she graciously agreed. So thanks, Wendy, and let's get to it.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmas as long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Gotta love that jazzy version, don't you?
I do.
It is.
Good morning, Pauline. Thanks. I was here anyway.
You were.
So,
made it
very
works
easy. Out well.
That's right. Like, Wendy, please, will you talk about Christmas songs
yes,
with me?
Yes, I will.
Awesome. And we were at the KYMN holiday party last night, so we had a chance to talk about a little bit last night and over a glass of wine or so, and that was fun.
It was. Yes.
And also, I have to say, be careful on those city streets, because I could not stop at the stop sign at the end of my road, and thank goodness the person coming saw me and stopped. Otherwise, I might not have been here.
And that's why I walked. Yeah.
That's the thing to
do. But be careful, yes.
Exactly. All right, so we're going to talk about Christmas songs, and these are the secular ones, the pop ones, ones you hear, usually not a choir singing. And I'm going to start my first song to talk about today is Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and the reason I picked this is because Linda Eder sings a version of this. It's a medley, actually, with Santa Claus is Coming to Town that I love. And so I thought I'd start with this song. But let me give you a little background into this song. It was written reportedly on a New York subway car while traveling to a music publisher's office by Fred Coutts. I'm telling you the truth. Well, at least what the internet tells me, by Fred Coots and Haven, I think, Gillespie. Gillespie, known for his children's songwriting talent, and he charged Coots to come up with a children's tune and jotted down the melody and the lyrics on an envelope before reaching the publisher's office. Isn't that great? The earliest known recorded version of the song was by a banjoist, Harry Reaser, and we're going to hear a little bit of that in a second. And that was in 1934. They had trouble, after this, they had trouble convincing anyone else to produce it because it was seen as a kid's song, and so they thought it wouldn't make any money, right? Hard sell. But the big break came when Eddie Cantor sang it on his radio show in 1934. So I guess it didn't take that much time to convince somebody. And the song became an instant hoot, a hit. Coots was a writer for Cantor's show and pushed the host to perform it. He didn't want to, but his wife convinced him. Do it. And they did it. And the show or the song just took off. This version became an instant hit with orders for 500,000 copies of sheet music and more than 30,000 recordings sold within 24 hours.
In 1934.
In 1934.
Amazing.
So good. Fantastic. On the wife, right? Yeah. Do it. It's going to work. So as we know, I mean, to the 50s and the 60s, the song kept coming back. But before we talk anything more, do you have that Reaser version?
I do. Here we go.
Hold up, 1934.
Along the Milky Way, I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. So you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice.
All right, 1934, you can totally tell that recording was done a long time ago. And so you heard the words were different back then as well. So that morphed through the 50s and 60s when many artists did it. Frank Sinatra, Elvis, Dean Martin, Johnny Mathis, Andy Williams, Sammy Davis Jr. It seemed like it was recorded by everyone and they made it their own. It never really fell from the Christmas spotlight. Oh, and by the way, Cantor's original performance broadcast at the height of the Great Depression included the verses that we heard, or just that one verse in the beginning that we heard, that wasn't in the standard song, and it was a little bit more depressing, unfortunately. So now on to Linda Eder's version. She does a mashup, or at least a medley, with Here Comes Santa Claus. So let me tell you a little bit about that. Gene Autry wrote this in 1943 while remembering riding his world-famous horse in the annual Holiday Boulevard Christmas Parade. And he wanted the attention, but he wasn't getting the attention because Santa Claus was also in the parade, and all he could hear from the crowd is, "Here comes Santa Claus! Here comes Santa!" I'm serious.
Perfect inspiration.
Exactly. Wow. So he wrote this song. So let's hear and listen at the end of the song, this version that I believe Linda Eder's husband arranged for her, because he arranged a lot of songs, and I'm going to look that name up for her. And he did it. This is a real Broadway version. And listen at the end how they bring in some other songs.
Okay.
You got that pulled up there?
There we go. Yeah.
Okay.
Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzing and all his reindeer pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings, say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for the boys and girls. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, for he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. You come around when the chimes ring out, then it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes too. Santa Claus comes too. Better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming sometime. He's making a list and checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming sometime. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Call that a Christmas song.
Wow.
Isn't that something? It kind of, if I was in the band learning this song, it would be just so exciting because there's like every kind of music in there.
Yeah. And I have to say, any song that has whistling in it, I'm a fan of.
And that was a great. Matches Christmas very well, it does. Doesn't it, for yeah. some reason. Now, Linda Eder, just if you don't know this, is from Minnesota. She won Star Search back, I don't know, probably in the 80s, I would say. And she went on to star in some things on Broadway. And her whole Christmas album is wonderful. And it's Linda Eder. And her husband's name is Frank Wildhorn, and he is a composer and does a lot of stuff on Broadway. So he wrote some stuff for her. She started.
Handy.
In, yeah. How handy. Wouldn't that be nice? All right. Next song is Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. And that, Wendy, did you know that that was the full title?
I did.
You did.
Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Three Let It Snows with exclamation marks.
On each one.
On each one.
Right?
No commas. Yeah.
Well, this was written by lyricist Sammy Kahn and composer Jules Stein in July of 45. And did you know that they wrote this on one of the hottest days in July 1945?
I think I heard a little bit about that story. Yeah.
It was written on Hollywood and Vine on the hottest day of the year in July 1945 in Hollywood, California. And Kahn said to Stein, why don't we go down to the beach and cool off? And he said, why don't we stay here and write a winter song? Because that's what you say, right? To your friend that wants
when
to go to
the songwriters in Hollywood. Yeah.
That's right.
Cool.
So he went to the typewriter, as you would do in Hollywood. And what just came right on the page is, oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Wonderful.
Why threes let it, why not? Why three Let It Snows and not two or four? Because three, he said, is a lyric. And there's something about threes.
Clever.
In theater, too, three is comedy. You do it three times, then it's funny.
Four, so it's too much.
It's too much,
yeah,
right.
Two's not enough.
You don't laugh. Yeah. That's right.
It's a visual thing, too. Often a three
triptych,
is better.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So the song was first recorded that fall in 45 by Vaughn Monroe, and we're going to play a little bit of that. And it was released just after Thanksgiving and became a hit by Christmas that same year. Despite the lyrics making no mention of any holiday, the song has come to be regarded as a Christmas song worldwide due to its winter theme. Being played on radio stations during the Christmas and holiday season and having often been covered by various artists on their Christmas-themed album. David Bowie has covered it, Gwen Stefani, Garth Brooks, Sinatra, Doris Day, Herb Alpert, Billy Idol, Carpenters, Patsy Cline, that's just a couple.
Mm-hmm. There are at least 1,400 known recordings
of
this song.
Yeah. So it's a good song. And I think part of the reason it's so great is there's so many things you could do with it.
Right. And it's not Christmas specific.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because guess what? Not everybody in the world right. celebrates Christmas,
but
as
lots
we know.
Of people have snow.
And they do. And they have holidays to celebrate when there's snow. The most popular version on American radio is by Harry Connick Jr. But before I talk anymore, do you have that original by...
Vaughn Monroe.
Vaughn Monroe, thank you.
And right. A question, how do they know what's the most popular version? How do you know Harry Connick's is the most popular?
It must be Billboard,
oh, okay.
I'm thinking.
All right.
Or the most sales, I guess. One of those two. Probably most sales.
Numbers talk, yeah.
Yeah, numbers talk.
Here's Vaughn Monroe and his orchestra.
Fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm.
But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear,
So that was the original part of it, anyway. I do have a little bit of, oh, and those were the Norton sisters singing back up with some surprising little lyric or melody changes there. All right, so this little tidbit. On November 13th, 2019, an official music video was released of Dean Martin doing this song, and it's a video of his family. And they show the kids in their bed, but they only showed that they have two kids, even though he had seven kids.
Whoa.
One adopted daughter.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting? Also, there's a tidbit. This was the most searched song on Google in 2011, not because it was suddenly popular, but because Google created an Easter egg around it. And when you typed "Let It Snow" into the search bar, snow would cascade down the screen.
Oh, people just wanted the visual.
They did. Exactly. Exactly.
Goodness gracious.
So just "Let It Snow" lends itself really well to jazzy. It's almost even a standard, kind of, I guess, in some worlds. And so I picked one of the iconic jazz singers, and that's Bublé, Michael Bublé. And we have his version here of the song to hear the whole thing. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Now it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Now the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. All the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
This is Pauline Jennings, and you're listening to Musician Talk, and this is my first Christmas special of two this year, and I'm joined with Wendy Nordquist. Are you a Michael Bublé fan?
I'm kind of neutral. I mean, I like him. I haven't listened to tons of his stuff. People seem to have strong feelings about him, and I'm not quite sure why. He seems a very technically proficient and emotive guy and a great entertainer, so...
Absolutely.
Seems good to me.
I mean, in the Harry Connick vein, Dean Martin vein, all that kind of, I mean, I think he's right up, stands up to any of them,
I
guess.
Oh, I think so, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, the next song is yours. What is it?
It's If We Make It Through December. Again, not necessarily specifically Christmas.
Right.
It was written and recorded by Merle Haggard, the country music musician. Merle and his band, The Strangers, and they released it in October of 1973 from Merle's Christmas album called Christmas Present. It was the title track on another non-Christmas album 4 months later. So it's become one of the trademark songs of his career. And in a review from Billboard magazine in 1973, they wrote, "Another change of pace by Haggard, who keeps surprising with his various styles and does so well with all. He is a complete artist." And written in 1973, it treats the simple poetry with simple poetry, the desperate optimism of a working class man dealing with economic hardship. Who can't relate to that in
exactly.
some time or another? He had been laid off from his factory job just before Christmas, and the man becomes depressed over the predicament during what should be a happy time of year.
It's not just financial reasons that December can be tough for people.
Yes,
and
yeah.
it's good for us to acknowledge mm-hmm. that, particularly if you've lost someone this year, yeah. first Christmas can be tough, the rest after that also. So
we'll hear some of Merle's version from 1973.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. Wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl.
That's part of Merle Haggard's original, If We Make It Through December. And you mentioned it's a wonderful melody.
It is. I love it.
And I love the next version that we're going to hear from Joey and Rory. I didn't know anything about them, but Rob Ryden turned me on to them a few years ago, and they have this album called Farmhouse Christmas.
Are they local?
No.
No, okay.
And one of them has passed away in the past few years. I can't remember if she was Joey, or I think she was Joey, and I think she's the one who passed away.
But that's sad.
I really love this version of it, so we'll hear the whole song from Joey and Rory.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, I got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. God laid off factory, and their time is not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. Wanted Christmas to be right for Mama's girl. Now I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year. But my little girl don't understand.
my mama can't afford no Christmas Eve. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. And if we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Yes, that was Merle Haggard doing a guest vocal spot 38 years after his original version.
That's really cool.
His song. That was Joey and Rory from 2011.
Love that song, and I love the female vocal on there. So sweet.
And the harmonies,
yes,
which didn't exist with Merle's version.
Right. Yeah. Love it. All right. Next song is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Now, do you guys remember when a very special Christmas album came out? It was had the red cover with a kind of a gold drawing of something.
Keith Haring was the artist.
Okay.
And that was his distinctive style of these kind of stick figure.
Right. And I think it's of the manger. I think that's on the cover, but it's very stylized. And I fell in love with this album. It was a compilation of all sorts of different pop vocalists and bands doing all the different Christmas songs. And I love the version on that of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas done by the Pretenders. Before we get to that, though, let me tell you a little bit about the background. It was written in 1943 for the show called Meet Me in St. Louis by Ralph Blaine, and the music by Hugh Martin. And this is Wendy, here's the original lyrics. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. It may be your last. Next year we may all be living in the past. Yeah. So
we might all be dead.
The writers gave this to Judy Garland, who was the star of Meet Me in St. Louis, and she said, no, I'm not singing this, because she has to sing it to a young girl. And she wrote her own lyrics.
Wow.
And said, that's what happened. Let me see here. I mean, it's a sad scene in the movie, but she didn't want the song to be so sad, particularly that dark, dark, dark of a lyric. The song's co-writer, Hugh Martin, explained, I thought it was grand. We submitted it to the studio, and Judy refused to sing it quite wisely. Because it was terribly sad. She said, they'll think I'm a monster if I sing that to little Margaret O'Brien. They'll think I'm a sadist. So they changed the lyrics.
Are the lyrics still out there? It'd be interesting to hear someone do the original ones, especially in this era.
Right, right.
So much death.
Exactly. And and Christmas can be a really tough tough time, but I couldn't find any sung versions of this. I think that I don't even know if it was recorded, because when Meet Me in St. Louis came out, it was already with the changed lyrics. So why don't you pull up the Judy Garland version, and I have it starting at 38. I think that it's from the show, and we'll get dialogue before that.
I think my version starts.
Okay,
right at
great.
Okay, here we go.
So we'll take a listen to that first.
let your heart beat light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again as in olden days.
So that was Judy Garland singing it in Meet Me in St. Louis, and it was still a very melancholy song, including the line, until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow, and I think I've heard that in some versions, but in the 50s when Frank Sinatra sang it, he wanted something more upbeat, and he changed the line to hang a shining star upon a highest bough. And that's the way it's usually been sung.
Frank changed it.
He did. Huh, from that point forward, it's a great line. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. I love it. So back to a Very Special Christmas and the Pretenders song. I've always loved it, even though it's kind of melancholy sounding. It almost sounds like she's not singing on pitch, even though she is, because it's just so bent. It feels, the notes feel bent. I can't explain it better than that. But it still has this, it has a more melancholy feel than most versions of it. And so do you have that pulled
up? I do.
All right, let's take a listen to The Pretenders. Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles
years we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shiny star upon the highest.
Yeah, that's a great version. It's a very melancholy version. That guitar, I think it's a guitar with some effect on it, making it sound so bent, like the notes are being bent so much.
Not Mary.
But thoughtful, perhaps. Yes. So, Wendy, I'm going to pass it back for you for the next song.
Oh, you asked me to pick some of my favorite Christmas songs.
I did.
One of my favorites goes back to childhood. I was a little kid when the Charlie Brown Christmas came out, and it was enchanting.
Yeah.
And the main theme, Christmas is Coming, which is one of the ones that I really like, it just has this anticipation, and it's like, oh, things are going to happen, and it's moving along. And it's called Christmas is Coming, and there turns out there are several songs with that name.
Well, that's your contention.
You found one, a version, and it's, I always thought it was Christmas is a coming. Christmas is a coming. There are many versions, and Pauline found one from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and it's the other Christmas is coming. It has no relationship to Vince Guaraldi's melody.
It seems like it doesn't. But word on the street, the Google Street, is that they are related.
Well,
one comes from the other.
You know, here's the thing. Wikipedia says that it's related, but human beings edit Wikipedia.
Right.
And if you go to the Charlie Brown Christmas thing, they talk about which songs already existed that they used, and that he did, Vince Guaraldi did the rest of the soundtrack.
Oh,
and there were never any lyrics for Vince's version. So I guess I will play just to placate you a little snatch of this. Of this Mormon Tabernacle Choir. I don't really care for it.
No. It's a bad recording, too.
You know, I have to say, one thing it has in common with Vince Guaraldi's version is a kind of moving feeling. I'm going to play Vince's version right now, and we're going to listen.
I don't know that you've convinced me that these aren't the same songs, just way, way different versions of them. But
if we had the sheet music side by side,
we could look at it.
We'll do that.
But we could leave it a mystery for now.
Okay.
Christmas mystery.
We'll enjoy this for now.
Yes.
Here's the Vince Guaraldi Trio.
Love
1965.
This.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to take down Vince noodling on, at the piano there. I love that song.
It's, you can't help but tap your toes and snap your fingers, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And remember Charlie Brown, and I guess I'm convinced. It's just you can't sing any of the words along with that version. You just can't.
Whew, good.
So you're listening to Musician Talk. This is Pauline Jennings, and I'm talking with Wendy Nordquist about some Christmas songs and some of their histories and some tidbits and some kind of comparing the old versions to the new. And I have one more.
Holiday favorites.
That's right. And these are holiday favorites because many of them don't even mention Christmas and weren't actually ever written as a Christmas song. It just, they happen to be about cold weather. And in a lot of the world, it's not cold in Christmas for, during Christmas. But here it is. And the last song is Winter Wonderland. And due to a seasonal theme, as I was just saying, it is often regarded as a Christmas song. And it is included on many, many, many artists' Christmas albums. Let's see. Since its original recording by Richard Himber. Oh, by the way, this was written by Felix Bernard and lyricist Richard Smith in 1934. But it's been covered by over 200 different artists, as probably even more than that, I guess, if you look on your thing, Wendy. Mm-hmm. The song's lyrics were about a couple's romance during the winter season. A later version of Winter Wonderland, which was printed in 1947, included a new child or children's lyric that transformed it from a romantic winter interlude to a seasonal song about playing in the snow. I mean, why not take a romantic song and turn it into playing in the snow? I guess that could be a euphemism, couldn't it?
Kids get everything these days. There are more than 1,400 known versions.
Wow.
Recorded versions.
Wow. The snowman mentioned in the song's bridge, which changed from a minister to a circus clown.
A minister?
Yes, the parson, right?
Yeah, right?
The parson.
Right.
And the promises the couple made in the final verse were replaced with lyrics about frolicking, which, again, could be code.
Different kind of frolicking.
I guess so. So Smith, the writer, was a native of Honesdale, Pennsylvania. And he was reportedly inspired to write the lyrics after seeing Honesdale Central Park covered in snow while he was being treated for tuberculosis in the hospital there in Scranton. At the end of a... Okay, so this is what happened. Now, to get it recorded, at the end of a different recording session at RCA Victor by Himber and his Hotel Ritz-Carlton Orchestra. They had some time to spare, and so RCA Victor suggested arranging and recording Winter Wonderland using some additional members of his own orchestra, which included, by the way, Artie Shaw. So I love that. This has been recorded by Garth Brooks, Jewel, Cyndi Lauper, Amy Grant, Sherland, Air Supply. I mean, it's got a wide range, and I think that they're... One of the reasons, too, for this song is it's kind of a jazz standard, but you can almost do anything with this song, and it has been. So there was a recording in 1946. That's the earliest one I could find. This is the one Wendy Guy Lombardo mm-hmm. and his Royal Canadians. Mm-hmm. And so let's just take a listen to one of the early versions of Winter Wonderland. Thank you.
sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is listening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in the winter wonderland.
Wow, I love the way they're singing. Everything's so clipped. Far away is a new bird. Love that. So that is a recording from 1947. So it took off from there, and many people, as I said, recorded it. Andrew Sisters did a boogie-woogie version. Perry Como also successfully recorded it, and it was high on the charts.
And who did the Walking in My Winter Underwear version?
I should have looked that one up.
Oh, okay, we'll find
out. I can picture him in my head on TV, some TV show.
Yeah.
So it was very popular for a while, but then it kind of fell out of popularity. And let's see, when that album I was talking about, A Very Special Christmas, came out, there was a version on there by the Eurythmics that brought it back into popularity. And that, as I said, was 1987. And it hasn't stopped since. It's been recorded by so many people. And I just want to, just so you can hear how different versions can be, I do want to play a little bit of the Eurythmics. You found them? Who is it?
It's on the Casey Jones Show.
Oh, that's, of course it was.
Minneapolis. And
yes.
He dressed in the long underwear.
Walking in my winter long underwear. Yes, that's it. So anyway, the Eurythmics had a version of this on that album that I love also. We're going to just hear a snippet of that and come back.
Oh, the Eurythmics.
Oh, yeah, sorry. The
Winter Wonderland. Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, while you're pulling that up,
yes.
That album also had Bruce Springsteen on it singing songs. I can't remember what song he's saying. And Stevie Nicks, Bon Jovi, and several other popular artists with contemporary takes on the songs. All right, you got it? And here's the Eurythmics singing Winter Wonderland.
Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds shine down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chill and the weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
So you can hear how funky that version is with that bass kind of being slapped or something. But I love this version of this. But it's not my favorite. And we're going to play my favorite version of this, which is Tommy Emmanuel and Annie Selleck. And they're just live. It's a live version when they're playing, I don't know, in their basement or somewhere like that. The video on YouTube shows that. Before we play this, I want to say the closure here, and we'll end with this, because at the end of the song there's just a glorious little laugh that I want to end the show with. So I want to thank Wendy so much.
Well, thanks, Pauline, for letting me join you.
Well, I tend to blab on, so it's nice to have somebody to blab on to right here in front of my face. Right,
happy to do it.
Thank you to KYMN, the one, and thank you to you for listening to Musician Talk, and have a wonderful holiday season, and have a terrific day. And here is Winter Wonderland with Tommy Emmanuel and Annie Selleck.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away
around.
He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man.
But you can do the job while you're in town.
Yeah, yeah.
Later on.
Later on.
We'll conspire.
Conspire.
As we dream by the fire. And face on our frame the plans that we made.
Yeah.
Walking in the winter wonderland.
I gotta pick one for Santa. Are we married? We'll say no, man.
No, 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 no.
Hey.
But you can do the job.